We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I think the number that makes sense is probably right around Williams, if not maybe a million or two more. The only reason why this one is slightly bizarre to me is if you just look at the Buffalo Bills history, and you know, Brandon Bean even said it. He's been there 9 years. They've never dealt with anything like this.
It's a good track record for the Bean Man.
It's quite the track record, right? Because it just tells you how they conduct business. They approach it fairly. But I do think it says something that this is happening when historically, this hasn't been the Bills in the last decade. They like re-signing their players and getting it done and keeping the distractions away from their team. I think this is something they work out. I'm not overly concerned. It's just when, right? Because now we're at that time.
Diana Rossini, the latest on James Cook. They do want to get it done. They just haven't come to the number yet. But they do want to get it done. Okay. Right? We know that. Bean said that.
Wanting to get it done, and there's how badly you want to get it done. If you were desperate to get it done, then it would be done. You would give him what he wanted.
Right? True. Yes.
So it's how much do you want it?
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. So, hey, it's Jeremy and Joe.
By the way, none of this holdout stuff is affecting James Cook's fantasy value in any way. The fantasy community is not worried about him missing week one.
They are worried about him regressing on touchdowns?
Yes. But his draft stock has not fallen at all as his hold-in has started or continued. Yeah, no, it's the expectation that he'll go from like 16 touchdowns to like 9.
Yeah. I understand fully the concept of regression in both directions.
Mm-hmm.
This guy scored 16 touchdowns. I bet he doesn't do that again. This guy only scored 2. I bet it's more. And Cook has been on both edges, right? 2 years
ago. Back-to-back years.
2 years ago, he scored 2.
Right.
I bet he gets more. How's 16? I bet he gets less. Right. Fewer. Whatever.
Well, because last year, he's RB8. He finishes as the 8th best running back in fantasy. With 16 touchdowns. So I think we know what his ceiling is. You know that's the best case scenario. He's not going to finish in the top 8 unless there is some dramatic spike in how much Josh Allen throws to him, or I mean his efficiency could even go up. Like maybe the Bills give him 100 more carries or something. Like unless something drastic like that happens, you know he's not a top 8 running back. And I think that is where everyone is now settling in is you can't pick him as one of the top 10 running backs.
Yep.
Because he's got to have 15, 16 touchdowns. And that's going to be almost impossible for him.
Brad in Pennsylvania is up next. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, good content, by the way. Hey, this signing of Cook, I think, like you guys pointed out, they want to sign him. But we got Bean pointed it out on your show when he was on your guys' show that they can't sign everyone. Those three interior offensive linemen, they have to sign at the end of this year. Well, Torrance, he has one more year, but you want to get him signed next summer to get that discount. So the way I look at it, who's more important? Those three offensive linemen or James Cook? Because if they sign James Cook, they're losing one of those, either McGovern or Torrance. They're going to lose if they sign James Cook. I believe that to be the case. And I know, Jeremy, you say, you know, you can sign everyone. The cap isn't real. But I think in this case, I can't see them signing all four players, the three offensive linemen and Cook. And one more thing, guys. I joined late, so if this was already covered, forgive me. Which would you rather have? AFC Championship game. We're playing Kansas City. 2.5 minutes left. Josh is down by 5 points, has the ball at his own 20. Or Mahomes is down by 5, 2.5 minutes left, and he's at his own 20. I'd take Josh Allen all day, every day. Again, thanks for the content, guys. Have a great day. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Brad. It's funny. I think what you're representing there is something that we all feel as 13 seconds being our origin story.
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
Yes.
We watched that game, and we have watched since. The Bills do not stop them, which is why in the game that was here, when Bass missed the kick, I wasn't mad at Bass because I thought this going through won't matter. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it's correct. But the origin story of this existence between these two franchises is a game in which no one stopped anyone, and the only reason it actually ended was because of a coin toss.
Mm-hmm.
And I never get out of that mindset. That's probably the origin story for why Bean and I would have argued about his need for defense and me saying, go get points. Nobody stops anybody. Like I said, I'm not saying that I have to be right about that. That's where I was born. That day, I was born into, you're never going to stop them. And of course, you should try. Of course, you should want to be better at it. But does that make sense?
It does. I also want to push against that. I want to fight against that. I want the points. I want the lead. And I know that that game happened and that it existed and that their defense did not look good in either of their last two playoff games. But I want the 5-point lead. I always want the 5-point lead.
Yep.
And, you know, it almost doesn't matter for me. Almost does it. It does. But what their defense is going into that game. But the Chiefs are not, anyways, the same as they were in that game. Right? Why that game happens? Why the 13 seconds scenario happens at the end? Is because Tyreek Hill ran away from them all. He caught the ball over the middle of the field and sprinted past the entire Bills defense. And the Bills, the next time the ball was in Mahomes' hand, even though there was nothing left on the clock, how did they play defense?
They were afraid.
They were scared to death that Hill was going to break loose again and win the football game. That's how they play defense. And not to say I'm not afraid of them at all, but
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
That guy doesn't play for them anymore. If he's not
if he's not on that team
okay. on that day, the Bills win that football game. There are not many times you could say that. The Bills done a great job of defending Tyreek Hill in McDermott's career. But if Tyreek Hill is not on that football team, the Chiefs don't win that football game. Even with prime Travis Kelce.
Sure, but that's
he's the only reason the Bills are playing defense the way they were at the end.
Right. But I mean, like, if he's not on that team, why would we do that exercise? He is on that team. He's a big part of why they
but
were.
But he's not now.
No, that's right. The Bills traded out of the first round and let them get the other fast guy that's definitely not Tyreek Hill, but has lit them up. Can I do that? Worthy? He's not lit them up, but he's
looked good.
He's been a problem for them. Has he not been their biggest problem?
Last year he was their biggest problem.
Yeah, it's only been 1 year.
Kelce didn't do anything against them, certainly.
Well.
So I don't know. Like I just want the lead. I always want the lead.
Yeah,
especially if you're making it five, I always want the lead.
Five for sure.
Yeah.
Lit them up strong. He didn't light them up, but he certainly had some success.
It was really only the first half in the first game. And he didn't do much in the second half.
Yeah, but the playoff game, he had a touchdown. He made plays.
They got him one-on-one.
They schemed him, and they beat you.
They moved him. The touchdown they scored, remember, they moved him to get him on Hamlin, right. And it was just good night. Like, there was no chance in hell that Hamlin was covering him.
To the cap isn't real thing, which I don't live in a cap isn't real. I do live in the general understanding of the cap is sometimes, I think people get it wrong. Because you only pay the bill on guys you move on from before you expect to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay the bill for dead cap if the guy just plays out his contract. And there's also going to be positional value here. So to your point about they can't sign Cook because they're going to want to sign a lot of other guys. That's right. Should they sign Osiris Torrance to a big extension? What kind of money should that be?
I know. Is he tracking towards being like one of the highest paid guards in football?
That's a great question. Trey Smith. The Chiefs just signed Trey Smith to $23.5 million at guard. There used to be, Joe, I should say, a school of thought that that's his second contract, by the way. Trey Smith went 4 years for $3.6 million. That is your entry contract in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He played guard for three seasons and got franchise tagged and then signed.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't play on the franchise tag. He got signed for $23 million a year.
Yeah.
You could do this with every position you want. We end up talking about it at receiver. Like, why pay $30 million? You could just have other guys making less than that. Do you want to pay $20 million for a guard, or do you want to just draft one and see if that works? Anytime you go into the draft, you're getting free labor, basically, and you're taking a little bit of the roll of the dice. They drafted Cody Ford, and that didn't work out at guard. Guard has been a position that until Osiris Torrance, you know, they've been just
Plug and play.
Plug and play.
Yeah.
The McDermott and Bean era has been plug and play from John Feliciano to Daryl Williams from tackle to guard.
How about Quentin Spain?
Quentin Spain.
Along the way.
Right.
Winters. There was a Brian Winters
that
started at some point. Daryl Williams played in guard for a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, they just put anybody in there.
It is true. You can't pay everyone, but you can make decisions on which positions you decide. We can get that somewhere else.
Doesn't it sound right, though, that they wouldn't – it's not likely they're going to pay all four of those guys?
Yes, I think McGovern is more likely to leave than Osiris Torrance because Torrance is young.
Like, you would think Cook and Torrance are the two most likely.
Alec Anderson's maybe being groomed to be that center, maybe.
Or maybe he's going to be left guard and Van Pran Granger's going to be center if he can ever get healthy. I don't know.
Would Torrance get paid? Maybe. I get down to wondering, would the Bills or do the Bills, when they interview guys that they draft, right? Think about this for a second. How is it the Bills have never had this Cook situation happen before? One of the ways it's maybe never happened before is they get their sports psychologists to dig into these draft prospects and think, all right, we're going to take guys that we are confident that their brain, their person, I'm going deep here, their personality type is one to want early extension. I'm a happy person.
Project who's going to like want the big money and who's going to be like, I just want to get in and
yes, project, get the deal. Project the linebackers, the corners, the receivers, the guys who are going to be eager. Once I find a home, I hate moving.
Interesting.
You know?
Right, is that the first question they ask? How do you feel about moving?
Yeah. Do you want to play for one team your entire career?
Is that possible that they could be doing
is
that?
Is that a dream for you, to play for one team for your entire career, to have a legacy?
Yeah.
Who knows? It might be far down the line. But, you know, these prospects, you ask a lot of questions. And if a team had that, had the ability to know, 95% of our guys are guys that fit, that tick a little box, and that box is eager extensions. Let's do that. We'll never have cook situations. I don't think of a cook situation. So just a thought popped in my head right now. Might be, you know, harebrained, might be nuts. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you're on hold, we'll get right back to you. Ben, you're up next. Kevin Fishbane, the Athletic, on the Bears, who the Bills will practice with this week. Coming up at 8:30, Hard Knocks tonight on, of course, HBO. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.